תלמוד עשר הספירות, חלק ו', כרך ו', חלק ת' ז', אנחנו בדף א', תף תף קוף קף ד'.
We're starting from Tes, item 58, part 16, page, in Hebrew, page 1924, the words of the Ari, item 58, there's no English translation, no English text for it. So again, starting from Tes, part 16, page 1924 in Hebrew.
No. Let's start again. We're only reading above, right? So item 42, Membet.
Okay, so going to item 42. Reading from the words of the Ari, item 42.
בזור הקדושים.
אות מבית.
Item 42.
בזור הקדושים.
In Zohar Kedushim, in the secrets of the Torah, Adam Kadmaad had nothing of this world. Chatzadik avad shimusha benukvei. The light that he has was more than all of the messengers or angels, etc. First, I'll explain one matter that I heard from my teacher, briefly. Later, I'll explain the explanation more than what I've heard later on.
This is what Marhu writes with regards to the Ari, what he heard.
Adam HaRishon had no part of this world, which is the world of Asiya, at all. Indeed, his guf, his body, was from the world of Yetzirah, and his soul from the world of Briah, and his ruach from the Nukva of Zeranpin of Atzilut, and his neshama, his soul, from Zeranpin of Atzilut, and the neshama of neshama was from Abba and Ima of Atzilut.
That, yeah, he occupied that degree of the worlds. We'll clarify later where they are, these worlds, and why he specifically existed that way, in that form.
44. And the reason for this, why he didn't have any part in the world of Asiya, is in how we will explain the order of the world and its division. Because the place of destruction, of ruin in it, is the side which is against the Klipa. And the settlement of the world is divided into many divisions. There is the settlement which is outside of Israel, which stands against Asiya. And the land of Israel, all of it, is against Yetzirah. And this is what is explained, what is written in the portion of Vayakhel. The firmaments of Asiya exist over the land of Israel to protect it, etc. And the place of the temple stands against Briah, and the place of the Holy of Holies is against the temple of the Holy of Holies, the upper one of Briah.
Yeah, okay, well, next.
45. And it follows that Adam HaRishon, because he was created from the place of his atonement, therefore the world then was always in the state of Briah.
Then, meaning before the sin.
And after he had sinned, he was formed on the day of Chol, on the weekday. We have already explained in a portion of Pkudei that Adam HaRishon was created through the Yezivug of Zeranpin and Nukvei, who came up to the temple of Abba Ve'ima, and there they coupled face to face and gave birth to Adam and Eve.
They rose to Abba Ve'ima, Zon of Atzilut, and gave birth to Zeranpin and Malchut. This is called Adam and Eve.
46. Therefore, Zeranpin was in the state of Neshama, which is Binah, and Nukvei was in the state of Ruach, which is Zeranpin. About this, it says there in Saba Mishpatim regarding the candle of the Lord is man's soul. because the soul is Dchura from Ilana Rav Ravaila in the upper great tree, and the spirit of Nukva is from the small, the tiny soul.
That was their situation, yeah.
47. And the thing is that Zeranpin, which is the male of the great upper tree, from there would come the soul of Adam Rishon. And it is called Neshama, because Zeranpin is up above in the place of Bina, and the spirit, Ruach of Adam, is from the Nukva of Zeranpin of the small tree, Nukva. And it's called Ruach because then Nukva was in the place of Zeranpin, her husband, and it's, it says there in Saba of Mishpatim.
Meaning according to her state, even though it's Nefesh, but she rose to Zeranpin.
48. And after Adam Rishon sinned with the tree of knowledge, which is the world of Asiya, that he was commanded not to eat from it, because he has no part in Asiya, but only from Yetzirah and above, since he transgressed and he ate from the tree of knowledge, which is Asiya, he caused a flaw in all of the worlds. And they all descended from their degree in this way, because Yetzirah clothed in Asiya.
She descended to the place of Asiya. Adam Rishon, by committing a sin, caused the descent of the worlds.
49. And it follows that the land of Israel that was against Yetzirah no longer receives from her except through Asiya, because Yetzirah is clothed in it. And also Bri'ah clothes in Yetzirah, and Nukva of Atzilut is clothed in Bri'ah, and Zeranpin is clothed in Nukvei, and so it keeps on in all of the higher worlds. They all came down from their degree.
As a result of the sin of Adam Rishon.
Item 50. And now, the nefesh of Adam was from Nukva of Zeranpin, who came down into the place of nefesh of Bri'ah. And his ruach was from Zeranpin, who came down to the place of Nukvei. And by this, the statement that says that nefesh and ruach are malchut and tiferet becomes right. And it does not disagree with the statement of the Saba, of the grandfather, that speaks about after the sin of Adam. 51. And now, how many degrees did Adam Rishon fall? Because initially his goof was from Yetzirah, and now his goof is from this world. And his nefesh is from Asiya, and his ruach is from Yetzirah, in the place where initially his goof, his body, was.
And that's how it descended.
52. And do not be confused if you find in several places in the Zohar that Etz Hadat, the tree of knowledge in Yetzirah, is good, Matat, and bad is Samael, because the tree of Sam, because the tree of knowledge is not only in Asiya, in which there are klipot, shells mixed with Kedusha,
in Asiya,
but after Yetzirah came down and clothed in Asiya, Yetzirah is also called the tree of knowledge, good and bad, as Asiya was called. And now this depiction of the tree of knowledge has become clear how it was.
Okay. Skip a few pages, and 53.
Okay, so we go through a few pages. After we explain these two verses become settled. One says, "And the Lord God created man," and the other one says, "And God made man." Because truth is that man's body was created from Yetzirah. This is as it says, "And he made." It's Vayitzer. And after the Bri'ah came down and clothed in Yetzirah, it follows that he was seemingly created from Bri'ah, creation. This is as it says, and he created, etc.
Yes.
54. And now we shall clarify the matter which was mentioned before in length. Later on we'll explain the words of the aforementioned article superficially. Initially, we will clarify the order of the degrees, in what manner they were standing first before Adam was created, and how they came down from their degree after he had sinned. You should know that the number of the worlds themselves did not change. They are always four, which are Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiya.
So far, is it all clear or nothing, or you have questions?
Yes.
He writes that in some letter, I don't remember where it is, that he receives from the world of Asiya specifically.
That depends where the world stands.
So is he talking about after the shattering, or
changes usually happen after the sin as opposed to before the sin, like what we learn from the world of Nikudim, that we always compare before and after, because what's before was vessels and lights that were there, and then everything came to Gadlut and then departed. So it's important for us to know this as opposed to that. And here he talks about it too. Yes.
Does it characterize only the Partsuf of Adam Rishon, that parts of it clove over all of the worlds, or all the Partsufim are like that?
What other Partsufim?
I don't know, I'm asking.
I'm saying, what else do you have that clothes into the world besides the man, Adam? There was five worlds, emergence of five worlds, Ak and Abia. In those worlds is the soul called Adam, and it goes up and down there inside the worlds. That's it. The worlds go up and down according to a specific program in order to awaken Adam and set up all its pieces for correction. And Adam rises and descends through the worlds. And there's a correlation between them. Meaning, in order for Adam to correct himself and thus correct the worlds, so he raises himself and descends, and the worlds rise and descend, and that's how it comes to a correct, proper conclusion. One time the providence is inside, the other time outside, but eventually it's Adam inside the worlds. Adam is a potsuf, it has Rosh Toch Sof, 10 Sfirot as usual. And the world, they simply divide to five worlds. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. But all in all, it's an environment where Adam is. And so the worlds go up and down, and that of course shakes Adam, and also Adam rises and descends through the worlds, inside the worlds. The worlds going up and down, the change, how to say it. You understand electricity a little bit?
A bit.
When you take a magnet and you run it through a coil, then their electricity starts happening in the coil. You know, any dynamo or a generator of a sort works in a certain way where you run magnets around a coil and that generates electricity. That's how basically power station works, or those generators, wind generators. So what am I trying to say? When you pass Adam through, we're running through run Adam through the worlds, that's how it is. It's just like that. It generates that electricity. The light goes up and down according to the degrees, and then there's an awakening. There's a lot of discernments that arise between the worlds and the soul.
How is it felt inside a person, the sin of Adam Rishon? Well, ask him, what do you want from me? How has it felt? We have to attain it. We have to attain it. How has it felt in Adam? When you will feel it, it will be felt. Adam HaRishon, it's like the system of the worlds. It's like you have this dynamo that generates electricity. It's merely inanimate, like a computer. There's nothing there. When it shatters, and all of its parts entered the true will to receive, and it begins to work in them, the true will to receive, through the light of Ensof, through the system of the world, meaning through the concealment. It begins to influence those broken parts. From that, we begin to have scrutiny. Before that, no. There's no creature. Adam HaRishon is not a creature. A creature is one who is opposite the Creator, who is standing against the Creator, facing off to Him, who feels Himself this way. Adam HaRishon is not. He's a system. He belongs to the Creator, neither good nor bad. And even the sin that he seemingly sinned, it's not at his expense. Rather, only after the shattering, when the parts begin to awaken, they begin to discover that they're either for or against, because you can't have one without the other, then we get such creatures. Creatures meaning desires. There's nothing other than the desire in reality. But we get such desires that are capable to include in them discernments for and against. And from the collisions between these discernments, they have an awareness of their state, a consciousness. Yes. From that, you get it, but not before. Before that, it's just a system. Either still or still vegetative, animate. Adam HaRishon was on the degree of animate. An angel is on the animate degree. It's an animal. A man who's opposite the Creator and does all those things, he's higher than an angel. What do you want, Rachamim? Just don't confuse us, please.
Rav, how can the lower blemish the upper without an authority, without a permission from above?
I don't know. I understand that there's permission for all those things, and there's direction from above, but it's concealed from us. What does it matter if it's this way or that way? Of course, everything is done by the Creator, and everything is for the good. And it's me who discovers that there are many causes and not all for the good. Each one to his own degree.
How in the 10 Sefirot there are 4 Nukvas, Bina, Gvura, Hod, and Malchut?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what's the expression of Nukva instead of Zeranpin in the work?
Bituy.
Expression?
Yes.
Of Nukva instead of Zeranpin in the work? What does it mean, expression?
How is this expressed in the work?
I don't know what he's trying to say.
I guess he's relating to item 47. It's written there that Nukva was there instead of her husband Zeranpin.
Not instead of, in its place, meaning the same place, which is the level of Zeranpin, Nukva rose to the same level. That's it. Let's continue.
Yair from Haifa is asking, where did the world of Asiya go down to in the sin of Adam Rishon?
There are many degrees until he reaches all the way down. In the beginning, he goes down to the Chazeh of Yetzirah, all the worlds, and then they fall lower, and we get the system of Klipa, the shell. And then you have one against the other, Abiyah of Kedusha and Abiyah of Tumah, Abiyah of Sanctity and Abiyah of Impurity. But from the outset, the world of Yetzirah ends in the place of Chazeh, Yetzirah of today. Meaning, after the first six of Yetzirah, in Chazeh, Tabu of the world of Yetzirah, there we find Parsa of Bia. We learned about this. There's more?
You previously said that only after the shattering there is this awareness called Adam. Adam Rishon. Only after the shattering it exists, right?
Adam Rishon is called Adam Rishon even before the shattering, but he is Adam Rishon, is the first one, is the prototype. Is there something else I can call it? Prototype. It precedes Adam, precedes man. It's not man yet. Just something that needs to be added before it can be called Adam or man.
So it exists as a separate essence from everything we've learned.
I don't know, from everything you've learned.
No, after its birth, meaning something new is born.
Yes, yes. That's what he's saying.
What's new about it?
Amit, you read? So show him the place where it says the place from which Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, were born.
What's new about it? That's what I'm trying to understand.
New? What's new is... It's a good question. Listen up. We have a system. This system is called the system of the worlds, Olamot. The world of Ensof, world of Adam Kadmon. In the world of Adam Kadmon, we had the world of Nekudim that shattered. And from its shattering, we got the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And everything concluded with that. In what way it was concluded? Whatever was able to be corrected was corrected. And what's not remained. The stony heart remained uncorrected, and that's it. And by that, everything finished. Meaning the system from Ensof established itself from above down and became ready in a standby state. Ready. Ready for what? It can't do anything more. Meaning according to the laws that were established as a vessel for a light in the world of Ensof and unfolded in this way with the shattering and all the scrutinies and everything, this is what happened and that's it. There's no more. What's in it? Nothing. You can say it's all still vegetative and animate. The speaking degree is absent. The speaking degree has to come from the shattering, from the contradiction between the two ends of creation. But they seemingly tried to correct this creation in the world of Nekudim and they shattered. What is the benefit from that? The benefit is that it was a preparation. Now we can take those broken vessels and those corrected vessels and to try and connect them, put them together, what will we get? This is what happened in the sin of the tree of knowledge. Adam HaRishon was born circumcised, meaning without vessels of Achab. Eve joined Chava, saying that they can receive in order to bestow. And even more than that, the snake, the serpent, joined, meaning the entire world received that great world to receive that was unable to be corrected in the world of Nikudim. And it's not present in the worlds of Abia, because there, only the vessels that could rise for correction came up from the shattering to Atzilut. And the stony heart remained down below. So what's happening is that Adam HaRishon, it's a partsuf, there's nothing there besides that. It goes to receive in order to bestow. It goes all in, like the world of Nikudim, and even more than that, because it's taking all the shattered pieces from the world of Nikudim. What's special about it is that it happened after the scrutiny. Its vessels are more scrutinized, more refined, more pure, more complex, because each vessel is made out of the scrutiny, the sorting, the descending from the shattering. When they, you raise the vessel and you rub it along the way and you raise it up and each part enters, there's a dirty part and a pure part, and in this way it is created. And if after all of that is going to shatter, he'll be able then to scrutinize the shattering on the degree of Dalet, the fourth and last degree. Well, there are additional things here, but we can say it like that. What is special is that we got a special partsuf that was not present before, and this partsuf includes in it the true Malchut. The true Malchut. That's why it's called a creature, a created being. And before him, all the systems are not considered creatures. Rather, they are considered a system. It's a system of concealment, ha'alama, from the world olamot, worlds. And Adam HaRishon, before Adam HaRishon, all those parts in the system are called still vegetative and animate, including Adam HaRishon, who is the highest animate degree. But speaking was not there. The speaking is only after the sin of Adam HaRishon. He sins, he falls, and after him all the worlds consequently fall and reorganize themselves. And then the one who rises from the shattering will be called Adam, who has free choice, who can become similar to the Creator, who can resemble the Creator. He justifies his name Adam, Dome, similar to the Creator, that he will become. You're asleep? I don't know. What can I do? Let's continue. Up above.
We're continuing on page Taf Taf Kuf Kaf Gimel, item 55.
The important thing is to get to know this, because it's very new. It's not really clear. Maybe it's repulsive a little bit. It's not clear. So we have to bring it a little closer.
55. However, the order of degree was so.
Before the sin.
Because every place of 10 sefirot in the world of Asiya of now, and also the place of the bottom 4 sefirot of the Yetzirah of now,
in total 14 sefirot,
were then, before the creation of Adam, empty and vacant. And there, in this place, there was an abode for the klipot.
Also, the klipot were not did not exist because Adam did not shatter. They were not there. What did he say? But the order of the degree was so, before the sin, was. Meaning, before the sin, all the worlds expanded from Ensof all the way down to the great Tabu, the general Tabu, that's the world of Adam Kadmon, from Tabu, Atzilut, down to Parsa, and below the Parsa, I'm sorry, Atzilut, And also above the parasa you had Bria, and a part of Yetzirah, the first four of Yetzirah, above parasa, and below the parasa, the last four of Yetzirah, and ten sfirot of Asiyah. In general, all the worlds reached Chazeh of Yetzirah. It's a very special place, and it's called Parsa of Bia, Parsa de Bia. But the worlds of Bia also have their own parsa in the middle. And they were empty and vacant. And there, in that place, these 14 sfirot, these last 14, the 4 sfirot of Yetzirah and 10 sfirot of Asiyah, it wasn't there, but it will become the abode, the compartment, the apartment of Klipot.
Item 56.
Whatever you hear, remember that. We simply need to remember it, to get used to it.
And the last six sfirot of Asiyah were in the place which are now the six first sfirot of Yetzirah. And the first four of Asiyah were in the place that is now the last four of Bria. And the six last of Yetzirah were in the place which is now the six first of Bria. And the four first of Yetzirah were in the place which is now Nukva Dezeran Pin De'Atzilut. And you already know that it only takes the place of the last four of Zeran Pin, which is Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut in it. And it stands correspondingly behind them. That's why it's called Dalet, four, because its place is only in the four mentioned Sfirot.
Read it again. Anyone who wants to ask, can ask.
And the last six Sfirot of Asiyah were in the place which is now the first six of Yetzirah. And the first four...
Can you imagine to yourself where it is, from the perspective of the drawing? The worlds of Asiyah, above them Yetzirah, above them Bria. Each one, 10 sfirot. Now, these worlds either ascend or descend inside this great drawing, all of the worlds. So what is he saying? That the last six of Asiyah, that's how the world are standing. This last six, or bottom six of Asiyah, are standing in the place of the first six of Yetzirah, down to Chazeh of Yetzirah. Start to spinning those wheels inside your head. What's above that? Now, the lower six of Asiyah are standing on the place of the first six of Yetzirah. We have additional four sfirot from the world of Yetzirah. They're standing above that, above the world of Yetzirah, meaning in the bottom four of Bria. Very good. What do we have left in Bria? How many sfirot? Six. Who can stand there? Six. Bottom six of Yetzirah. What's next? There's already the parsa. Yeah? Parsa of Atzilut. What stands above parsa of Atzilut? How many? Four of Yetzirah. Four of Yetzirah. And where is the world of Bria? Above that, ten sfirot. But it's not above. It actually clothed on. Meaning you have, just like Zeranpin and Nukva, and Nukva clothes on Zeranpin, that's why it's called Dalet, four. It clothes on Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut of Zeranpin. Similarly, when they come to the same place, the worlds, then the world of Yetzirah and the world of Bria clothe on one another in this way, that the top 4 of Yetzirah, clothed on the bottom 4 of Bria. And then the first 6 of Bria are higher than that. And above that, Malchut and Zeranpin of Atzilut. Okay? Start spinning the wheels a little bit. It's not a problem. What do we have, after all? They're just moving. We'll have to learn these things. We all depend on the relative state of the world. This is our fate. Our destiny lies there. Who had his hand up? No questions, okay?
Rav, how can you have worlds without Adam? How can you say they rise and they descend? With relation to what?
I don't know. It's a matter of time that I cannot explain, but that's what they say. That before Adam was created, there was a system that was established in order to create man, Adam. And when man was created, after they started to mess things up there, and then the system starts to react to it. Descends.
One more question. Two worlds. Yeah. How can you have two worlds?
What is Olamot worlds? Sfirot. 10 Sfirot is a world. Not more than that. Except in an inner, internal way, it's called soul. 10 Sfirot of the soul. And externally, it's called the 10 Sfirot of the world.
External to who?
One relative to the other. You have 10 Sfirot. These 10 Sfirot, they break apart. I don't know. Pachkavan, yeah. They multiply. Let's see. They break down into 10 and 10 and 10. Different kinds, according to the degrees and according to their essence. The worlds are a desire to receive that works without free choice, only according to a calculation. That's why it's called nature. Still vegetative and animate, according to nature. Adam HaRishon was also born as an animate, as an animal. That's why it's written that we come from the monkey. Every writes, right? In part 3. That the monkey is the average degree, or the median, the medium between. So how did Adam become man? Through the shattering. The special parts got mixed inside this monkey. Then from the monkey, monkey had an opportunity to become Adam, to become a man in free choice. We are still monkeys. Everyone are as animals. That's why it's written this way. But if we arrange correctly the parts that are in us, and we're not afraid of the friction between them, then we can generate such qualities that belong to the degree of Adam, that is, that resembles the Creator. That's on the condition that we discover the sparks, nitzotzin, and the light comes, and we begin to build ourselves, enter spirituality, begin to construct out of ourselves the partsuf of Adam.
When there are two olamot, one going up, one going down, I understand that there's Adam in these worlds.
No, there's no Adam, there's no man. We're not talking about it now.
So how come you have two olamot that rise? If there's one concealment, why not two?
One inside the other, a system. So the systems. In technology, you also have such systems that diminish the light or electricity or something, yeah.
So what's the special thing about Asiya in one state compared to a different state, and when the interaction is such that
the light that expands in them, it determines the qualities, not more than that. We'll learn about it, but you'll see that it's not that difficult. The worlds themselves, man is the problem. So we spoke of the position of the world from the Chazeh of the world of Yetzira up to Zer Anpin of Atzilut.
Item 57. And the 10 Sefirot of Bria entirely were in the place which is now Zer Anpin d'Atzilut in its 10 Sefirot. And Zer Anpin and Nukva d'Atzilut were in the place which is now Abba ve'Ima d'Atzilut.
Zer Anpin instead of Abba, Nukva instead of Ima. It's always like that.
And this way, the world from Abba ve'Ima d'Atzilut and above, until the highest degree, until Ein Sof, were higher than their degree, which where they are now. And we shouldn't elaborate too much.
That's clear, right? Next.
58. Indeed, there's a question about it. And this is because we have clarified already that the lowest degree of Atzilut is better than everything that's below it until the end of Asiya.
The smallest part in the upper one, that's how it is in spirituality. The smallest part in the higher degree is greater than everything below it. Everything. Because it begets all those other degrees, so of course it's greater in intensity and everything. And what's the question?
And so it is this way in all degrees, because even the lowest degree of Bria is bigger than everything that's below it, which are Yetzira and Asiya. And so, how come did we said that the world of Yetzira were the first four of the world of Yetzira is above the place now Nukva d'Atzilut is, and the rest of the six Sefirot, the lower six Sefirot of Yetzira, were left below in the place which is Bria, since in the lowest degree of Nukva d'Atzilut, all the worlds below it could stand.
Is the question clear? Not clear. Who says no? Raise your hand.
Yesh lanu olam Adam Kadmon.
We have the world of Adam Kadmon. After that, the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut ends with what Pratsuf?
No, me.
No. Nesi.
Nukva d'Atzilut.
Nukva d'Atzilut. Nukva d'Atzilut. Now.
What
is born out of Nukva d'Atzilut, Bensi? Not Bria, Bria. The world of Bria was born from Nukva of Atzilut. Nukva of Atzilut. The world of Bria clothed in Nukva of Atzilut, and then Nukva of Atzilut gave birth to world of Yetzira. The world of Yetzira clothed in the world of Bria and clothed in Nukva of Atzilut, and Nukva of Atzilut gave birth to the world of Asiya. That's how it works. Nukva of Atzilut gives birth to the worlds of Bia in this way. Now, Nukva of Atzilut that gives birth to everything can include all those worlds in it, those three worlds of Bia, no problem, including all the Klipot and everything that's in it. Everything below it can be contained in it without any problem whatsoever. Question: how come then, now, when we counted the Sefirot, what stands in the place of Nukva v'Atzilut? Who can remember? The first four, or the top four of Bria, of Yetzira. I'm looking at you, Navon, smart, but you can't believe you. Can't believe you. Four, the top four of Yetzira. And what about the world of Bria? Clothed on Zer Anpin of Atzilut. We'll draw it later. So Malchut of Atzilut, only four Sfirot, first four Sfirot of the world of Briah can clothe on it. How come? In the world of Yetzirah, you see what you've done to me. How come? So he wants to explain that, of course, Malchut of Atzilut can include in it all the worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, Siyah, with everything that's below the Parsa. It's all from it, from her. She's begetting all of it. But when we are talking about these worlds that came out of her and received from her, that's something else. So you can receive only from her part with toward that corresponds to your part. Measure against measure. Like a baby that is born out of a drop from mother, but when he begins to receive, then he receives from hand to hand, from head to head, from body to body. And there's a detailed, discrete correspondence. That's what he's saying. So let's see item 58
again. And indeed, there's a question about it, because we already clarified that the lowest degree of Atzilut is better than everything that's below it until the end of Asiyah. Likewise in all the degrees, because even the lowest degree of Briah is greater than everything that's below it, which are Yetzirah and Asiyah. And so, how come did we say that the first four of the world of Yetzirah were in the place that now we have Nukva Datzilut, and the rest of the six bottom Sfirot of Yetzirah remained in the place which is now Briah? Since in the lowest degree of Nukva Datzilut, you can have all the worlds below it.
Clear? Questions? I can't let you ask because you're raising your hand about everything. It's not serious and you want to take everyone's time. I can't.
Fifty-nine. The answer for it is that what is clarified elsewhere, that the lower degree of the upper world is greater than everything that is below it, is not in the value of quantity and a limited place. It's only about the quality of the light, which is better than everything or more refined than everything that's below it. And regarding its quality and degree, it includes everything below it. And what we can learn from it is that we see that the last drop of the human brain includes everything below it in the human body in general. And even when we see that the place is not so, all the more so, one organ of the body like the thigh or the hip is bigger than the head.
Clear? So it has to do with quantity and quality. If the great one is divided into 10 parts, and the tiny one who came out of him is divided into 10 parts, then each part corresponds to another part. And that's how they can be similar. Although the little one can fit into the tip of the tail of the great one. It doesn't matter. If we're talking about a division to 10, then each part of the lower one corresponds to the similar part in the upper one. Is that clear? That's it. More?
Item 60. In my humble opinion, I think I heard my teacher give a different answer to this.
You see, he's not certain, and he's not ashamed to say it. Sometimes he says, but I forgot. I heard something about it, but I forget. Now, is that how a man speaks? Yeah. As long as he's honest. I also, in my humble opinion, I think.
In my humble opinion, I think I heard my teacher say a different answer to this, and which is that this is only about every degree being in its place, designated place, because then the degree of the lower degree of the lower world is bigger than everything that's below it. However, when the world of Bria rises to the world of Atzilut, Bria returns to being the degree of Atzilut itself.
Meaning the lower one rises to the upper one, it becomes like him. So why are you saying he takes up only four spheres or something? It has to be like the upper one. That's how we learn, right? And what is the answer?
And such a place is Atzilut itself.
Yeah, as if it is himself Atzilut. As if he is himself Atzilut. And so on.
And it is the same in the rest of the world, Olamot. Therefore, when Yetzirah rises to the place of Nukvah Atzilut, it returns to be in its degree. And you need the first four Sefirot of Yetzirah. So much place, it needs so much place, just like the Nukvah of Atzilut, which measure is also the four Sefirot of Atzilut.
That's why only the first four, top four of Yetzirah ascend and clothe on the four Sefirot of Nukva.
Item 61. We'll return to the first matter. Because then, before Adam was created, the Siyum of Asiyah was in the end of the sixth Sefirah of the world of Yetzirah, where it is now. And all the bottom four of Yetzirah were vacant. And all the ten Sefirot of Asiyah now were also vacant, where the 14 Sefirot are. There, the abode of all the Klipot was.
Clear? Meaning down to Chazer of Yetzirah, we had the worlds of Bia, and below Chazer of Yetzirah, 14 Sefirot remain there, and there is the abode of the Klipot, the shells.
62. And this is the place of those 14 Sefirot. That was the Sod Tchum HaOlamot. As we give, every city has a Tchum Shabbat around it. And this is why our sages call it Kel Shaddai, because he told his Olam Dai. Meaning, when these four Olamot Abiyah spread, when they reach the place of Siyum, of the sixth Sefirah, Yetzirah now, he told them, Dai, enough. You will not spread anymore. You won't go into the area of the 14 Sefirot that were mentioned. Rather, you stay in the Klipot.
Meaning the worlds expanded down to Chazer Vetzirah, the place of Chazer Vetzirah. Yeah, next.
63. Now we will elaborate the matter of Adam Rishon, how it spread in these Olamot. And I've informed you already in the article of Tana Deve Eliyahu, 6,000 years the world has in Bereshit portion about the sin of Adam Rishon, because Adam Rishon included three Olamot, which are Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. And check it out very well.
Meaning, Adam Rishon had to occupy all the worlds of Bia, has to stand inside of them.
64. And this is the order of the expansion in them. The Rosh of Adam Rishon was then in Olam Bria.
Meaning, this is 10 Sefirot. Adam Rishon is a partsuf of 10 Sefirot. And this is how it is now arranged in the worlds of Bia.
The Rosh of Adam HaRishon was then in the world Bria, which is now the place of Zeranpin the Atzilut, as was mentioned. And its Geron was in the first four of Yetzira, which is now the place of Nukva the Atzilut. And you already know that Nukva the Atzilut is called the Garden of Eden. It turns out that the Geron alone was in the Garden of Eden, Gan Eden.
That's how it's called. Don't ascribe these words, these appellations, some pictures.
65. And from there downwards, the rest of his guf, his body, was outside of Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, in a way that his entire guf was in the last six of Yetzirah and the first four of Asiya, which are now the place of the entire world of Bria.
Clear? Niv?
No.
No. In the place of the world of Bria, what world do we have?
Bottom six of Yetzira.
The bottom six of Yetzira and top four of Asiya. Good. So, we have a place which is Ten Sfirot of Bria. That's a place. In this place, we have six, which put six, the bottom six of Yetzirah and the top four of Asiya. And inside of them, what do we find of Adam HaRishon? If his Rosh, his head, is in Zeran Pnei Vatzilut, and his Gaon, throat, is in Malchut Vatzilut, now a part of his Partsuf, from his Gaon, from his throat, below, is below the Parsa, in the world of Bria. Down to where? He did not specify. Yeah? Read it again.
Again, 65. And from there and below, the rest of his guf was outside of Gan Eden in a way that his entire guf was in the last six of Yetzirah and the first four of Asiya, which are now the place of the world of Bria.
Clear, yeah? Niv?
Yes.
Good. Next.
65. Indeed, since the human body, the guf of the Adam, is divided into two distinctions, as we know, until the chazeh spreads yesod bina, the lights in it that are covered, from the chazeh below, the lights are revealed, as we explained, in that the chasadim spread until Tiferet Dezeranpin. That's why its body is divided into two olamot. Its upper half, which is covered, is given in the last six of Yetzirah, and its bottom part, which is revealed, is in the four first of Asiya.
Okay, next.
67. It turns out that the primary part of the guf was above in Yetzirah. We know that the body implies the vav of Havaya. And the Yetzirah is also implied in the vav itself. And the raglaim, the feet of Adam HaRishon, were given in the bottom six of Asiya then, which are now the first six of Yetzirah.
A place of Yetzirah.
And now we have clarified the Yitpashtut, the spreading of Adam HaRishon in three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, when it was created.
Clear? Good or not, Dudi?
Why should we know this?
I don't know. My goal is to break this bias you have against it, that it's difficult and not clear. You see, it's written simply. You studied more complex things in school. If you went to school, I don't know.
More or less. Still, why should we know and remember the movement of the Olamot? How does that serve man?
First of all, we have to learn this because by that we awaken the lights on us. How is it? During the study, a person awakens that which belongs to his. Yeah? Give us the exact verse.
It's in item 155, an introduction to this.
Listen to therefore.
Even when he has no kelim, when a person engages in this wisdom and mentions the names of the lights and the vessels,
he knows nothing about, right? He just he just speaks them out loud like a child who doesn't know what he's saying, but...
So he mentions the light of the names of the lights and the vessels that belong to his soul. They immediately illuminate on him in a certain extent. However, they illuminate without clothing in the internality of the soul, since he does not yet have the vessels that are qualified to receive them. But the illumination that he receives time after time, when he engages in it, bring grace on him from above, and they give him abundance of purity that will bring him closer to his wholeness.
That's it. That's the reason.
So it doesn't matter who rises, who goes down in the olamot. If I don't remember anything, it doesn't matter.
It's not the wise who learns. Even if you don't remember, don't understand, even if you don't speak Hebrew. But you want to mention those names. You say those words that you don't know what. And it's found that his body, most of his body, I don't even know. I don't understand the language. It doesn't matter. You know, that's how it works.
The effort to remember it or to understand, does that awaken more light?
Effort, yeah. It's worthwhile. But again, just to awaken the light. If you'll forget about it tomorrow, even better.
What is this thing that he says that there's a vacant place or the place of this or the place of that? What does it mean, a place of something?
Place is a desire. Nothing except for a desire. So there's a full place and an empty place.
The desire of whom? Whose desire is it when he says?
The desire the Creator created. He created nothing except for the desire. And this desire is arranged in multiple, many desires in it. And we are also part of the desire He created. But the desire He created that belongs to us, there's a special component called free choice. But in a sense, that's the only difference between us and the worlds. That owing to this component, we are capable of acquiring the entire desire He created and to arrange this desire in such a way that we choose what state, in what way will He face the Creator, the Emanator Himself. Do you understand what kind of role do you have?
12.
What's the root of the serpent? Where do we get this?
No. I spoke about the worlds, Parsa, first four, bottom six, I don't know. I didn't see a snake here.
Lidovskoye from Moscow is asking, why do we learn about the order of the worlds from below upwards?
I don't know. That's how he's telling us about it. And so that's how we learn about it. That's one thing. Number two, we can also answer that we learn the order of the worlds from Ein Sof all the way down. And then, after we reach that, or acquire that order from above down, it's easier for us to explain it from below up. Because from below, we'll learn how the broken vessels are ascending. How do we ascend? We are in this world. It is below the Siyum. How, from that point, we can ascend and rise all the way to Atzilut.
Beseder.
Okay?
No.
איך קוראים למקום שאדם
הראשון? How do we call the place of Adam Rishon? Is that also called Olamot?
Olamot Abiyah, the worlds of Abiyah. Adam Harishon is inside the four worlds, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiyah.
We have the structure of the Olamot, and we have...
And there's an inner Pratzuf called Adam Harishon, Adam.
Which is in the Olamot?
Inside the worlds. Just like you are inside the world. Leibovitch.
What happens to the world of Asiyah, say, if it's a different place? What changes in its ascent?
A very difficult question. First of all, the entire lower one rises to the upper one, he becomes like him, on the one hand. Meaning he upgrades itself. But it is the world of Asiyah that rose to the place of the world of Yetzirah. So we now have, what's the word in Hebrew? There's an advantage compared to its previous state. But it remains as the world of Asiyah, nevertheless, that is rising and assuming the form, the intensity, the level of the world of Yetzirah. Adam Rishon and the worlds, there are many parts, many techniques like that, but those are details. But the things themselves are not difficult.
Can I ask, why did this ascent occur? What's the reason?
Light influences more, it ascends. Influences less, it descends. What's the reason for the light that it ascends or descends? There's an awakening from above and an awakening from below. An awakening from above is divided into festive days, holidays, spiritual of course. And an awakening from below is raising man.
If I may, last question. How is it, maybe it's explained, but how did this partsuf occur? Maybe this is not the time for it.
It's written that it was born. Born. Came out. Came out. We'll talk about it. Where does this discernment come from? This drop of semen from which he was born? How did he ripen? We'll learn about this. We will. These are subtle, delicate things. Okay, guys, we have an hour, yeah? Ask.
All this movement of the Olamot, is this something a person attains or because of the actions?
No, it's before Adam, before man. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the worlds without men, without Adam. He doesn't call for it, he's not there.
Who discerns this movement of the system?
Who discovered it?
Does the system move because it moves or because of actions of the lower to the upper, the system starts moving?
The lights shake the vessels.
Why? Why?
Because the vessels are not in their place yet. They did not reach balance with the lights. Let's say you take a pot of water and you throw a chunk of salt, let's say. That's a metabot. Until it kind of stabilizes and everything. That's how it is. How come you didn't ask thus far? The world of Adam Kadmon, Nekudot, Nekudim...
This question is a general question in order to understand.
You know, the light that influences the vessel, shakes, moves the vessel, and starts to knock at it more and more, hit it more and more, until it obligates the vessel to assume such a form that would allow it to fill him. So, as the vessel comes more and more under the influence of the light, there are also influences from above and from below. It's rearranged from anew each time.
What does that give? Why is it important that it works this way?
Because the purpose of creation is to come to a state where the vessel is similar to the light.
But if you don't have the one who attains, you don't have
Hold on, there'll be a one who attains, but not Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is the last one to be created.
So why to begin with, wasn't the system built in a way that it will be clothed? There'll be a lower.
But Adam is truly the lower one. The lowest. How can he come up before its progenitors?
That's very clear, but why does it work this way from below upward? It's very clear why the ascent is gradual, that every time the lower will get the upper. But why when it comes from above downwards, it goes down the same way?
What do you mean the same way?
As if the lights shake the vessels in a way that in the end you'll have the lower one that will attain it all and arise.
But if it's not the lowest one, how can he attain everything? He has to reach the lowest, the last, the worst discernments, the discernments that are farthest from the upper one. And only when he ascends and attains the upper one, it turns out that the path that he traverses becomes his. He can't do it any other way. It's as light excels from darkness. The vessel has to be the lowest and the light has to be the highest.
That's very clear. And it's also very clear why it works this way from below upwards. The question is, when the lights cascade from above downwards, when the system is created,
who's obligating it?
Who attains this?
No, there is no one who attains yet.
So why is this way?
You understand that when you throw you throw something into a pot of boiling water and until everything reaches equilibrium, it takes time. That's what's happening.
But the light is not a pot of water.
No, sir. You have light on one side, desire on the other side. Both come from above. Then there's a meeting between the two in Malchut of Ensof. And from there, everything begins, all the cascading.
But the light created that desire.
Yes, and the desire reacts to the light. And the light wants the desire to reach equivalence with him. And the desire tries to be this way.
I still don't get it. Why? If you have the lower that starts attaining, it's very clear this process. But to begin with, initially...
But what lower one? The vessel is always the lowest one. So if the vessel responds to the light without free choice, but through laws, it's called still vegetative animate nature.
Now I got it.
Oh, sorry, I should have said it. What, half an hour? It says from 7 to 7:30, questions from the world clay. So what do you want? Hold on. And the questions of the world clear. So now it's half an hour. And another half an hour. Dissemination. Okay. What can you do? So where did we finish? 67. We'll continue, God willing. Afternoon. Yeah.